Hey, you guys. So I've had several people reach out to me in regards to Pinterest ads. And of course, me being me, I was like, wait a minute, hold on. You guys have questions I want to answer, right? And of course, my number one concern is making sure that you do not throw away a bunch of money in ineffective ads. So I'm going to give you my top three tips on how to effectively run ads on Pinterest. So tip number one, you guys, Pinterest is all about the end user experience. So if you've been online marketing, you've probably heard of the term of a bounce rate, right? This is where people go to your website and they immediately leave. Like they bounce, right? And usually this happens if your website is not optimized, if they couldn't easily figure out what they came there for, and things of that nature. So Pinterest actually pays attention to how long somebody is on your website. Okay, so why do I mention that, you guys? With your pin, you want to make sure that you are properly setting the expectations and making sure that your pin addresses a concern that they have and tells them how to actually get the solution, and make sure that you're directing them directly to the actual solution. So I talked about this in my podcast before, where I said pins that convert. You do want to follow that model, you guys. As I mentioned before, I call it ADA, attention, interest, desire, and action. So you want to make sure that your pin properly addresses a concern and that you're telling them how they can easily get the solution. So now here's the thing, you guys. Pinterest actually manually reviews your pin and your actual ads, right? So they manually review it, and then they automatically review it as well. So sometimes this is a quick process, sometimes it's a little bit longer. If they actually get to the website and they see that it's completely unrelated, the messaging is inconsistent, they will reject your ad. So for an example, if your pin is a picture of the sky, right, and you take them to a website that doesn't mention sky, doesn't have a picture of a sky, 9 times out of 10, they are going to reject that ad because it's not clear, it's not consistent, and it's confusing, and people would bounce anyway. So you want to make sure that everything lines up. So go back to your customer buying journey. Why are you taking them to this website? Do they know why you're taking them to this website? Can they easily get the response that they're looking for? Also, as I talked about in the Pins That Convert podcast, is you want to properly set the expectations, meaning you also want to include some type of call to action on your pin, you guys. So if you're telling them to sign up, have them sign up. If you're telling them to purchase, make sure it's easy for them to purchase. Remember, people like easy. So one of the best ways that I have found is if you put your call to action on your actual pin, more people are likely to go to the website and complete that action. That's what I've personally found. So tip number two, you guys, is you want to install your Pinterest conversion tag. Now, ever so often you'll hear your Pinterest pixel. They're pretty much the same. We use those interchangeably. Like if you're marketing on Facebook, you've probably heard of a Facebook pixel. So your Pinterest conversion tag, for those of you who are not familiar with the terminology, what this allows you to do is you install a small piece of code on your website. And for those of you who are kind of like technically challenged, don't feel bad. Most of us are. But certain builders, website builders, actually make it very easy for you to install this. So if you have like Shopify, there is a Pinterest app that you can actually install and just pop in the code. Or if you use Squarespace, if you use Etsy, they make it very easy for you to link your Pinterest account there. Okay, so once you have this code installed on your website, you guys, it would allow you to track all of the traffic that is coming to your actual website. I know that sounds creepy, but you guys have already witnessed it before. Have you ever thought, like, dang, all I did was think about this, now I'm seeing ads for it? They're tracking you, guys. So once they have compiled all of this information about us internet users, now they're better able to recirculate and redirect that traffic to people who are more likely to complete that certain step that you want them to do. Okay, so they know who's more likely to sign up. They know who's more likely to purchase. Because let's face it, we have people on the internet every day, all day, and they ain't gonna make nobody's purchase, okay? So we do not want to target them. We want to target people who are more likely to complete that action. So with your Pinterest conversion tag, you can actually optimize your ad for people who are more likely to sign up, people who are more likely to make a purchase, okay? Now, one thing that you could also do once you have your Pinterest conversion tag installed is you could retarget ads. So remember, over 90% of the people who visit your website, they leave literally in seconds, right? Maybe they got busy, maybe something was too confusing, maybe they were just shopping around and just wanted a quick pick. No, nobody knows, right? So they left. When you were retargeting these ads, you guys, is you could actually pop this ad back up in their newsfeed, okay? So this way it's a quick reminder. Maybe they didn't get a chance to see it. Maybe they did get busy and maybe they didn't know how to get back to you. Or maybe you have a special offer that you want to give, a special announcement that you want to give, right? So you can use this to get people that had already shown interest in your business before. And also, because we are talking about Pinterest, you guys, what you could do is you could retarget people who did not visit your website, but let's just say they interacted with one of your pins, right? Like, let's just say you're doing things organically and you're building up your audience and people are interacting with the pin, like they're clicking on it to learn more, but they're just not visiting the website. Well, with your Pinterest conversion tag, you can actually retarget them as well. So to get your Pinterest conversion tag, you guys, you must be on a desktop computer. You cannot do this on your mobile phone, but you just want to log into Pinterest, make sure you're into your account, and in the top ribbon, it'll say ads. So click on ads and then look down a little bit for conversions, and then you'll see it right there underneath tag. And it's like I don't know how many digits it is. Don't get me lying. It's at least 10 digits, but it's just numbers in a line. So you just want to copy that and then you can paste it into your website builder, such as like Shopify, Etsy, etc. Or if you're doing things manually, like if you have WordPress, then you have to manually enter the code. So that is how you get your Pinterest conversion tag. Now, my tip number three, you guys, is how to actually create an ad effectively, you guys. So there's two ways to create ads. So the first one is going to be through promoted pins. So think about a promoted pin just as you would be able to boost a post on your Facebook business page, where you're boosting it just for like increased visibility. That's the equivalent of promoting a pin on Pinterest. I personally do not recommend this. And the reason being is it gives you extra visibility, but all of that good targeting that I just talked about in tip number two, you will not be able to do that, you guys. You cannot target them based on certain interests that they would have. So for an example, like let's say, because Pinterest forms as a search engine, right? If you wanted to target people looking specifically for certain keywords, such as no bake recipes, you wouldn't be able to do that with a promoted pin. But with if you create an actual ad campaign on Pinterest, you could actually type in your keywords that you want to target and focus on people that are using those specific keywords. You can also optimize it for people who are more likely to sign up or people who are more likely to purchase. You will not be able to do that with a promoted pin. So I always suggest that you would do an actual ad. So under ads, you go to create ad. Do not do a promoted pin. Like, literally, it's just to get you visibility. But if you're spending money on ads, you probably want results, right? So those are my three tips, you guys. So tip number one is you want to think about the overall customer buying experience and make sure that your messaging is consistent. Make sure that the pin graphic, the pin image, as well as the text that you use is going to be consistent with the landing page that you direct them to, okay? Tip number two is you want to install your Pinterest conversion tag. Make sure you do this before you're actually running ads, so this way you can effectively optimize your ads. And tip number three is you want to stay away from promoted pins and you actually want to create an ad campaign so you can target people specifically who are more likely to do whatever it is you need them to do, right? If you need them sign up, sign up. If you need them to purchase, right? Whatever it is that your end goal is, you want to make sure that you're targeting them and making sure that the ad is optimized towards them. So those are my tips, you guys. If you're interested in learning more about Pinterest, if you want to know my strategy, how I use Pinterest to get leads and traffic, both organically as well as paid strategies, you guys, make sure you sign up and get access to my Pinning for Winning Pinterest Marketing Workbook Facebook group, as well as the videos and templates that I give you. And you can just sign up at pinningforwinning.com. But I will also leave a link with this podcast. Catch you guys on the next one. Bye-bye. Hey, you guys. So something like weird and like random happened to me. I was like, oh my God, please don't tell me people are still doing this and it's almost 2021. And that is comments. So you guys, I manage several accounts. Not only do I manage accounts, but you guys know I have my main Pinterest account. This is the one where I test out different strategies, come back to you guys, let you know what's working, what ain't working. And you guys, at no point have I ever recommended that you just leave random ass comments on people's pins. So I do not want you to waste your time in doing that. And let me tell you four reasons why I do not recommend that you just leave random comments on people's pins. So one of the common mistakes that people make is they try to treat all social media platforms like they're the same. This screams Instagram to me. And last time I checked, it ain't really working on Instagram. It's not really gonna work on Pinterest. So the first reason, you guys, is it is not the nature of Pinterest. So remember, Pinterest is a search engine, it's a discovery tool. So people are going there for inspiration, information, all right? So they're going for inspiration or some type of information, or they're looking for an idea. So for those people who do use comments and who do comment on pins, first, let me just say, commenting on pins ain't that common. But for the people who do comment on pins, you guys, it's usually to share some type of feedback regarding that pin, such as, this is a great idea. I tried it out and it was awesome. Look at this. I was actually able to recreate it, right? Because they were there for inspiration. And for the people that were looking for information, they're like, well, okay, I want to try this. How can I get it? So now, you as a business owner, how in the hell does your comment fit into that mix? Are you trying to purchase it from them, or are you trying to recreate it yourself? Like, you have to think about, like, your comment 9 times out of 10, it ain't gonna fit in to the rest of the actual comments, okay? So I just don't see how that really works. Like, of course, you can try to be all creative as you want to, and you can try to do things that way, but you guys, like I said, it's not the nature of Pinterest. Number two, notifications go unnoticed. So the person or the company, I don't know what this was that did this to me, but what they did is they went and they commented several times. One pin even received two comments, and then they went and commented again and they commented again on a different pin. Okay, so here's the deal. A lot of times they're going to be teaching you or training you in social media marketing that you want to make sure that you are getting the bigger accounts. Like, when I say bigger, I mean like you got more than one follower. So anyway, what happens is, you guys, is remember, Pinterest is not like the other social media. I cannot stress this enough, you guys. So on Instagram, what are the two notifications that you get? You get a notification that somebody liked your post, you get a notification that somebody followed you, and you get a notification that somebody may have commented. Okay, cool. Same deal with Facebook, right? You get a notification that somebody followed you or liked your page, a notification that they liked a status or that they commented. Boom. On Pinterest, you guys, we get more notifications than that. So we get notifications that somebody has pinned one of our pins. We get a notification that somebody has commented. We get a notification that somebody has followed us. But guess what? We also get notifications when our friends, even if we are not following them on Pinterest, but like, let's just say we're connected via Facebook or Instagram, we get notifications when they follow somebody else. We get notifications when they find a certain pin interesting. Not only that, you guys, but then we get notifications directly from Pinterest. Like, ooh, here's an idea that you may like. Here's a board that you may like because you pinned some certain type of content. You guys, we have more notifications on Pinterest than we do on the other social media platforms. Because remember, Pinterest is a discovery tool, so it's trying to help you discover new ideas. Because guess what? Like all social media platforms, they're stingy. So if they can keep you on the platform, they're gonna try to do everything that they can do. So they look and see what type of content you're pinning or what type of content you're saving, and they try to find other content that's relevant so this way you can stay on the actual platform. That's not something that you really see on Facebook or Instagram or most of the other social media platforms. So we have more notifications than what you see on those other platforms. So that comment content technically could be buried in between the notifications, especially if you are trying to comment on influencers' pins or comment on some of the higher, more popular accounts, I should say. All right. So it's probably going to go unnoticed. Boom. There you have it. Number three, the strategy. So most of the top accounts that you're going to see, they're not just pinning their own pins, you guys. Pinterest is big on collaboration. It likes to see when you are sharing other people's content. So with that being said, that pin that you commented on, it might not even be their pin. And do you know how weird and random and like, what does that look like? Like I can't sum it up enough, but it's just like, what? Like, what? Like, seriously, I don't care. Like, this ain't even my stuff. So if they are pinning other people's content and you haven't even paid attention to their account because you're just trying to get their attention, you're going to fail drastically. Because 9 times out of 10, you probably don't even know what their name is. So you don't even recognize if it's their pin or not. So like, if they've saved somebody else's pin, like, hey, this is something else that my audience would love. Because remember, when we're doing this, it's not just all about us. It's about serving our audience. So if they save somebody else's pin because they felt like it would be valuable to their audience, and then here you go commenting, oh, nice pin. Do they really care? Like, is it really a compliment to them? Probably not. So it's just going to look weird and random. And even if your notification didn't go unnoticed, that comment is going to get ignored. And then the fourth and final reason, you guys, I've realized that most people don't even know how to check their comments on Pinterest. And this is no fault of their own, because remember, it's kind of not the nature of Pinterest. So Pinterest is all about inspiration and finding new ideas. Commenting, you guys, even though comments have been around, it's just not that common. So a lot of times people haven't even realized that they could even check comments on Pinterest. And because there's not like a tutorial or anything like that, like, hey, you're new to Pinterest, here's what you should do, here's how to check comments, most people won't even know how to do it. Which is also a reason why I recently created a video tutorial where I show you how to check your comments on Pinterest. I'm going to show you how to do it on desktop, and I'm going to show you how to do it on the mobile app. So this way, if you are using Pinterest for business, you are not missing out on the potential sales opportunity. Because remember what I said back in number one, if they're looking for an idea and inspiration, they might just comment on how can I get this, which is how what I've seen lately. So I do not want you to miss out on people who are asking how can they purchase from you. So be sure to click the link in this page, or on this page I should say, that takes you to how you can actually check your comments on Pinterest. And of course, you guys, I want you to be strategic. I do not want you to waste your time, right? There's a difference between being busy and being productive. So I want you to be productive on Pinterest and create a Pinterest marketing strategy. If you need help, you guys, let me know. That is what I'm here for. But I will catch you guys on the next one.